This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. DJ and 2019 breakthrough producer Jay Wara is going to join me to discuss her career and upcoming projects. Thanks for joining me, Jay Wara.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
How'd you get into DJing?
Through my attendance at Spring Awakening Music Festival, the first year they ever had it at Soldier Field, I went. And I've always been really into music, and I kind of was there walking around, and I noticed that there weren't a lot of female DJs, and I just remember standing in the crowd being like, wow, I think I can do this. And I feel like I can do it, you know, just as good or better than some of these men. So that's really how it all started. After that festival, I think it was 2012, I just went out and I bought some equipment and started teaching myself.
So what kind of equipment did you buy? Did you just throw yourself into like the old school DJing? Did you get some turntables, or did you go right into just buying a PC?
You know, that stuff's really expensive. So as I was doing some research, I realized that there are some lower cost alternatives. One of them is Traktor. It's a software and like an external like controller kind of thing that you use with a laptop. So I actually started on Traktor, and then I slowly worked my way to USB sticks and, you know, typical, Pioneer CDJs.
So one thing about Chicago, we're all about our house music. Is that what you wanted to do when you first started DJing, just throw yourself into house?
I kind of started getting into electronic music because of the really strong house music scene in Chicago. And it's almost, I look at it as a huge gift that I was able to find my sound and my style in this city that's so rich in just music in general, really. But, you know, I pulled from going and seeing legends like Green Velvet and Gene Ferris and Derek Carter and a lot of, like, really strong locals. So, you know, I take a lot of pride in the fact that I come from Chicago and I've gotten to kind of set my roots with some of those big names.
So what would you consider your musical style then?
Music has always really been a way of expression for me, you know, of expressing the way I'm feeling. And so I really work hard to, you know, put a lot of myself in the music that I write. And in turn, I like to cultivate that same kind of experience at my shows for people to feel like they can be who they are, you know, express themselves, enjoy themselves. So really, it's just that experience that people can feel comfortable, be themselves, and, you know, really just kind of like lose themselves in the music. That's what I try to work for.
I know that you eventually left Chicago and you moved to California. What spurred that decision?
I really loved Chicago, and I love the city so much, but I was really just looking for something new, another chapter, and to kind of see what else is out there. I grew up north of the city. I had spent my whole life in Illinois, and I really wanted something different. So I had never been to LA, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it and see what happens and give it a couple of years. And here I am 5 years later, still there.
That was a big risk, because I'm thinking to myself, in California, you have more DJs out there, a lot of producers, and you're competing against them for gigs and just spotting the, you know, the spotlight. So how did you set yourself apart?
It's very competitive out there. There's no doubt about that. Actually, when I moved out there, I didn't really know anybody in the music industry either. So I was really starting from ground zero. But the thing is, with music, and this is one thing I always try to say to producers and DJs, aspiring producers and DJs, is that it's really not a competition, because everybody looks at music in a different way and expresses their, you know, perspective in a different way. So as long as somebody is very confident in the passion that they have for music, they're always going to find ways to differentiate themselves just on their natural career path. And sometimes it takes longer, sometimes it's, you know, a quick turnaround. But, you know, for me, I've always hung my hat on the fact that I think that I have a place in this industry, and I want to have something to say, and I have something to show. So that's really what I go off of.
I know you just released a remix of Love Me, originally by Felix Cartel and Lights. How did you know what direction to take it? How can you make it unique without changing the entire song?
The original of Love Me is very poppy. It took me a couple of days to kind of figure out how I wanted to attack it, but I think the vocal is so incredible on that track, and I wanted to leave it in its true form. So what I did was I kind of pulled from some of my UK house inspirations, like MK, artists like that, and I wanted to put a really housey spin on that. So I kept the vocal intact, and I just wanted to keep it very true to how, you know, Lights and Felix Cartel kind of envisioned that vocal. So it came out very different than some of my other tracks, and I'm thankful that some of my following, they're really receptive to me taking my music in different directions.
What are some projects that you're currently working on?
I actually have a couple of collabs in the works right now. There's a female artist. She goes by Flava D. She's actually originally from the UK. I have a track that her and I have been kind of bouncing back and forth with. And really the focus this year is just a lot on releasing music. So I have a lot of tracks in the works. I'm going to be releasing on some of my favorite labels, which I can't say yet which ones, but, you know, some of my dream labels, I finally got some tracks signed to. So I'm really excited, you know, for those to come out this year and everybody to hear them.
Now, I know you have another single on the run. How long did it take you to do that?
Yeah, On the Run actually came out in March. On the Run was really unique because the other two women on that track, Kalina Zanders and Vanessa Michael, were all LGBTQ, and, you know, we got together thinking we're just going to make a track together and see how it goes. So we had a couple writing sessions. Kalina Zanders is obviously the vocalist that sings on it, and it took about 6 or 7 months to get that track where we all felt good about it. So, you know, it's really a statement track, and it's a track that was important for me and important to them to put out, and I'm really glad that people have been receptive to it and enjoyed it.
Now, I know you're going to be playing at Spring Awakening this year. How does that feel? You went from attending it to playing at it.
It's really one of those full circle moments. You know, I play this year on Friday on the function stage at 3:30, and it's one of those moments where you kind of stop and you reflect on the path that you've had and all the work you've put in and sacrifices that you've made to get to that point. So it feels really special for me.
Thanks for joining me, Jay War. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
You can check me out on social media. It's just at Jay Wara, J-W-O-R-R-A, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, all that good stuff.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.